Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady? Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. The Rand McCoy. Come and listen, it's the Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's the Rand McCoy show. Hurry,
ooh,
come and listen, it's the Rand McCoy show. The Rand McCoy.
She's persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose: to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Rand McCoy.
Welcome to the Real McCoy Show. I want you to know that you're loved and appreciated. We had a little glitch there when we started off this morning, or this afternoon. Today we're going to be talking about a little bit of a blast from the past and kind of like a year in review, and then thinking about what are we going to do moving forward, and we'll see what happens. So we want to encourage you to listen in, and I see we have someone listening. I believe it might be Frankie, who's listening to us from Orlando, Florida.
Hi, Frankie.
And we're going to talk about just being in Atlanta, but what an amazing, amazing time. So I'm excited about it and ready to move forward. So hopefully we're on air, because I see the show is on but not streaming. I'm not sure what that means. So, but we're currently here. So anyway, Shauna, we'll continue. You can watch us also. If you go to the Woman Act Now member area, you will see us broadcasting live right now on air, and you should be able to listen to the show as well. So we're not exactly sure what's going on with our streaming. So if you hear us, you can speak to us in the Woman Act Now area. You can go to the member area, Shauna, and you can chat with those who are watching us live. And I actually have Roz who's calling us. Or maybe I was calling Roz. I'm not sure how that was going. So anyway, so if you're online, we're glad that you're here with us. But you're listening to Anna, the Real McCoy, Coach Anna McCoy, the founder of Woman Act Now. Our purpose today is just to share with you what's going on, certainly in the Woman Act Now organization, and also think about what's going on in the future. We're going to talk a little bit about what we've been doing for the last year, Shauna,
okay.
Where we started in 2009. So let's think back to January of 2009. What was going on in the organization? I wonder, do you remember how many members we might have had in January? I think probably maybe 60,
50
maybe, 50 or 60 people. And today we have a couple of hundred people, women who are from all over the country, and we are certainly excited about it. But I want to go back to what we were going to do in January and looking at our own I factor. Wow, the time has really passed by very, very quickly. But when we think about what were we doing in January of 2008, you know, I was steadily telling people to set those goals.
Yeah.
Starting in 2009, to set your goals for the year to go to Dreamland. The book wasn't actually, the book was just coming out, wasn't it?
It was.
So, boy, it's really hard to think about what you were doing in 2009 as it relates to, you know, your dreams and visions.
Mm-hmm.
What was interesting this morning, Shauna, we had our Woman Act Now prayer,
mm-hmm.
and the message this morning was get busy, get busy.
Mm.
And the idea wasn't so much about just doing things. It was really kind of encouraging us to, in spite of what's going on,
mm-hmm.
in spite of the opposition we've had,
mm-hmm.
go forward. Put your hand to the plow. Mm-hmm. Don't look back. Keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. So I think that when I think about what was going on in 2009 in January, I'm starting to remember what was going on, because I asked the women, what is it that you have to celebrate or you want to celebrate? And we can certainly take your calls if you want to call into the show today. You can give us a call at, what's that number, 718-664-6402. You can call into the show today to join us and tell us what are you celebrating when you think about what you've been able to accomplish in 2009. So let me tell you, I'm going to start with myself first. What do we get to celebrate? Number one, certainly here's a celebration. And what's interesting about the book is the book was in the past when it was finally released, because I spent all of quite a bit of 2008 actually writing the book. It took me 4.5 months to write it, but it was over a 10-month period from the time it was kind of conceived to the time it was published. A lot happened. We got a whole lot of things that happened. Mm-hmm. So in 2009, it was a release. I started out, now it's really coming back to me, because I started out in Los Angeles.
Yes, you did.
I was out there in the California area for 2 or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. We met a lot of wonderful people. Mm-hmm. Then we started moving along, and our whole objective, we've got our year in review today. That's what we're talking about, what's been going on in the organization, mm-hmm. what's been going on in your life. If you have something you want to talk about or you want to celebrate with us, you can do that by either calling into the number at 718-664-6402, or you can join us in the chat session. If you're watching live, you can chat with us on Ustream. Just go to Woman Ask Now to our homepage. If you sign in there, you'll see if anybody is chatting with us. If you're listening to us, you can tweet and tell your friends, Facebook. You can follow us on both of those, but when I think about what did we do, so immediately our goal for the organization was to go through the entire book mm-hmm. on the 15 Minutes to Destiny call every Monday, and we achieved that goal. So, hey, that's time for a celebration.
Celebrate good times. Come on. Dun, 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 dun.
Bum, bum, bum. So that's one celebration, is that mm-hmm. the book was released. Number two is a part of the I factor for the organization. Going to Dreamland was covering only the content of the book. And that was a big, you know, when we thought about it, you know, last year or in 2008, mm-hmm. we spent most of 2008, every single month we had a different topic. We talked about your different soft skills, from your career to customer service to relationships to all of these different things in 2008. And it was a big journey to move from what we had covered in 2007 and 2008 to just talking about the content of the book. So what you'll find on the website, if you're new to Woman Act Now, if you'll, you can just, I don't know, I mean, any topic that's in the book, all you have to do is put in the search engine on the member area, put that topic in. You're probably going to find a blog, you're going to find an article, you're going to find something that's related, a video, to what we've talked about in the actual book. Mm-hmm. Because now we have over 200, almost 250 videos wow. of content, from our radio programs to our 15 Minutes to Destiny to conversations with Coach. Mm-hmm. And all... So I'm moving forward, because let's go forward. So we covered the book, and one of our I factors was to do the book in 15 minutes, mm-hmm. in 15 minutes every Monday. So Shauna's going to excuse herself for 1 second. But every 15 minutes on Mondays to cover the content of the book, we achieved that. So now let's fast forward a little bit more. What was another objective of the organization? One of the things that was interesting, conversations with Coach. Conversations with Coach for 2009 was another objective that we wanted to achieve. And we were all sitting around the room, and I'm thinking, hey, we should do something else besides the 15 Minutes to Destiny, like a conversation with Coach where we'd have an opportunity to do group coaching with women. Well, guess what? That's time to celebrate. Celebrate good times. Come on. Do, Okay. Okay, that's not a celebration as it relates to that voice, but it's another thing that we can celebrate when we think about and looking back over this year and some of the things that we wanted to achieve as it relates to helping women achieve their goals. So we started Conversations with Coach, and we've been doing it now. We have, I think we're almost 40 weeks that we've done out of the 52 weeks in the year of 2009. We've been doing Conversations with Coach. Another one that we can celebrate is the Woman Act Now Prayer. Now, how did that come about? It wasn't a part of the I Factor, but there was a consistent persistence about spiritual covering or spiritual that we needed to have some type of spiritual awareness within Woman Act Now, because I'm certainly a person who loves the Lord. I'm an ordained minister, and one of the things that I felt is that women were pulling on this spiritual side of Coach Anna. So we were like, okay, how did that come about? And I'm continuing, Miss Shauna, is we were talking about our conversations with Coach, which was another reason to celebrate. I celebrated without you. And then I'm talking about now Woman Act Now Prayer, how these things begin to occur in the process of, you know, really doing what you're supposed to be doing and achieving your dream. So now we, how did we get to Woman Act Now Prayer? I'll tell you, one of our members, Shirley Clark, she called and she says, Coach Anna, can you be a part of
Rosa Parks?
Rosa Parks, yes, Rosa Parks Prayer Initiative on National Prayer Day. And I believe that was in April or May of this past year. And when I got up, it was a very early prayer. It was at 5 a.m. in the morning. And when I got up and we did the prayer, and I had an experience on that prayer, and when I got off the phone, I really felt that we were to do this for Woman Act Now, but be very specific on how we would do the prayer, what we would pray over their lives, and there you have it, Woman Act Now Prayer. And we started immediately. The next week, we started Woman Act Now Prayer. So now I think we're about 30 weeks into it. Again, another thing to celebrate, because when we think about the wonderful testimonials that we have received from people, and when you hear the women on the Woman Act Now Prayer, and the purpose of Woman Act Now Prayer is simple. It is the one prayer in your life. If you're part of this organization, it's the one prayer in your life that you will experience where someone is praying for your ability to execute on your dreams. So we do have an opportunity to allow women to share their prayer requests, to pray for them. And I tell you, what I'd love to see in the future is women coming to that prayer or sending their prayer requests there, because they're all over the country, and it may not be as convenient in some time zones, but what I'd like to see them is asking for prayer. You know, if they have a meeting, if they're going in trying to figure out a proposal or trying to do something where they have to execute on that dream or vision, we want to be a part of it. And so when you think about what do we have to celebrate, we're celebrating every week when we have an opportunity to talk to the women on the 15 Minutes to Destiny. We get to talk to them on the Conversations with Coach. We also get to talk to them on Woman Act Now Prayer, and they also have another opportunity, which many of them don't take advantage of, and that's the live call-in, which is 718-664-6402. You can call in to the Woman Act Now show and ask your questions, and this is all about Woman Act Now. We're not necessarily doing other things, and one of the things that we will do in 2010 that I'm really excited about, because we had an opportunity to do this in 2008, and that showcased some of our members and their ability, their ability to be an expert in their area of skill set. So we're excited about doing that. So if you're on the line, I'm going to just check to see if we have any callers who would like to be a part of the show. But that's what this show is all about. So let's talk a little bit about your experience, Shauna, and what you've experienced throughout this year. What have we been able to achieve as an organization?
Well, one of the things that I believe that we have been able to achieve is the goals as it relates to with the women. We implemented some new things on the website as it relates to them being able to share their goals with us and to be able to help hold them accountable. One of the things that you didn't talk about was the it's what you do when you keep the ladies accountable, the days until.
Yes.
That's something that we, it took me a minute to get it, but I got it. That's something that we implemented this year, and it was so impactful for the ladies.
Yes.
Because what started happening is they started saying, you know what? I think I need to get on that days until.
Now,
I
that
thought
was,
that was Catherine.
That was pretty amazing to me.
Yes.
Is at first, and for some of those who don't know what we're talking about, Sean, explain what the days until, explain what that is.
The days until is what it is it's the calendar, and it's basically on Coach Anna's iPhone.
Bam, bam. Let me get it for you, because I got some days until on there, and Catherine was one of those days. Hollering about, I want to be on the days until.
That's right.
Then she disappeared, okay? That's what I'm saying, people.
But we believe in you, Catherine. If you're out there, we know you're coming back, girl. Don't.
Ooh, Stacy Blackman. Ooh, look at here. You know, I'm going to have to reach out to her, because there's Miss Stacy. And you know, what's amazing about that, and I know you see this if you're watching us on Ustream, on the live broadcast, or you're watching it on the website, I have Miss Stacy Blackman, a young lady that I met in Atlanta, Georgia, who is not a member of Woman Act now.
Wow.
But she got on the days until, y'all. And I said, you know what? Let me take a picture of her, because you know what? She's going to be hollering by, I didn't say that, but I got her right here. Let me scroll over a little bit, too, because a couple of other people, she's got 21 days. She said she was going to take care of something and get it done. She had a book she was writing. She's got 21 days to finish. Now, we do have one of our members, Miss Delicia. Yeah.
Wow. Easy. You took her picture, too.
Hey, say what up? So now you won't be able to see this if you're just listening to us, but you can always go back and watch it on an archive, on Ustream, or on our website. But this is Delicia. She's got 52 days, and Miss Delicia was writing a book. I wonder how that book is coming along, Delicia. So now, Shawna, you were talking about, I wanted to pull out that days until, because you know what? Look who that is. We all know. Can y'all see her? That's Miss Gloria Mansfield.
Oh.
She's got 53 days. Yes, ma'am. You see what I'm saying? Hello. I want to zoom into that. So these are the days until. And so if you get into the days until, I'm going to take a picture of you and try to figure out so, you know, folks don't go telling me, no.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about that. And then, you know, the one thing that's amazing to me, everybody might know who this lady is. This would be
Gwen.
Joy. No,
Joy?
That's Joy right there.
Okay.
Looking like a deer in headlights because I took a picture unexpectedly because I wanted to make sure April 3rd, 2010, she's got 114 days on the days until she finishes her book.
Wow.
Now, this is her second adjustment on the days until.
Well,
so
now.
We are prayerful that Joy is going to get
it
done.
You can do it, girl.
I can't do it, Joy. So, you know, Frankie, you know, if you're listening to me, next time I come to Orlando, you tell me that I got something I'm going to do. I might have to get a picture of you and say snap, snap, bam, right there, and put you on the days until so you can achieve those dreams and visions. So, Shauna. Go ahead. What were you saying about I got so excited
I
started seeing my peeps. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm so glad you did because that's the same excitement that the ladies took on when you started talking about that days until. I am telling you, one of the things that we certainly try to, well, not try to practice, but one of the things that we practice and push in Woman Act Now is holding each other accountable to their dreams, their visions, their ideas, and their goals.
You know who that is.
That
right?
is Miss Catherine.
That is Miss Catherine. We need to call you, sister girl.
Yes, we do.
We get off this phone.
Where
in fact, you know what? You got Catherine's number?
Let me see.
We need to see if we got Catherine's number because we're going to call Catherine and put her on blast and say, hey. This is Coach Anna on Woman Act Now Radio. We got your picture on the Ustream, and then we blasting you, girl, because you know what? Your plan is 10 days old. You got a minus in front of days until. Now, you know what that means, right? Let's
that
see.
That means your time has,
your time
come, and gone,
has come and gone. And what have you done?
I don't have it.
So anyway, well, we going to, everybody, anybody know, and you heard this show today, you need to send Catherine
a
Carey,
note.
Catherine Carey, a note and say, Catherine, we are talking about you mm-hmm. right now.
Yes.
Right now. Yes. Who can tweet us?
And the funny thing about it is she was the one who said she needed to get on the Days
Until. Did she? Now, she was the volunteer. Nobody volunteers
yes,
for
was.
Days Until unless it's Catherine Carey, okay? Mm-hmm. She volunteered and said, can I get on that Days Until? Because I really need to be held accountable.
Yes, she did.
Well, Miss Catherine, we calling you out today, putting your name into the atmosphere.
Terrible girl.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should just send her a message.
Yes, we need to do that.
Yes, so go ahead and talk about some while I send the message. Don't you send the message with me because you're going to
have dead time. But it was such an awesome thing. But the Days Until is basically where Coach Anna is able to hold you accountable specifically. So you get on her calendar, she takes a picture, and it reminds her of how many days you have left. And when your time comes, it's going to send her an alert so that she can either call you or she's going to have somebody in the office call you to help hold you accountable and say, hey, girl, what's going on with that book? Today is your day. So it is such an awesome thing, and it was like this excited movement within the organization because it brought holding each other accountable to a whole nother level. One of the other things that we had was our goals
yes.
that we actually put on the website.
Yes.
And once we did that, boy, them ladies started typing in everything.
What do we call it?
It wasn't the life. Was it the life plan?
Nope.
No.
Finish it, lady.
That's right.
Finish it is what it's called. It's still there, and it's available for you to tell us what are you going to finish.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that was. And, boy, that got everybody going.
It did.
I just want to confess, I didn't finish my stuff.
I did. I finished mine. I was so excited.
She's exhausting me.
I finished it.
Tell them what it feels like, because, again, we're talking about a year in review. All these different terms that we're using today
mm-hmm.
are terms of Woman Act Now, from Days Until to Finish It to the
yes.
Woman Act Now prayer to the conversations with Coach.
Mm-hmm.
These are all the terms of Woman Act Now.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we talk about finishing it, what does that feel like? You finish. I know what it feels like not to finish.
Yeah.
It seems like every time we bring it up, I got to confess.
It's true.
That's what finishing, not finishing,
it's
feels like to me.
It's like inward guilt that you haven't done.
No, this is an outward guilt. Because if it was inward, I wouldn't be telling you I didn't finish. So this is an outward accountability.
Oh,
I can't even celebrate because I just got to raise up my hand and say, I'm one of them ones that didn't finish it. You know, I got a lot of unfinished business, so
that's
just like
okay.
I'm trying to help y'all, I'm trying to let you know how real this is. I am not Superwoman and don't want to be her. You hear what I'm saying? I am trying to make my way just like you. So tell us, what does it feel like to finish it?
Oh, it is so awesome. I mean, everything within me wanted to just leap for joy, and every time I think about it, what it does is like a breath of fresh air because I know I am one step closer to my big goal. One step closer to the big goal.
It's exciting, I'm telling you.
When I was finished, I can't tell you.
God.
I just remember the whole moment.
That's what I asked you to tell it.
Oh, okay. I remember the whole moment. I was sitting up in my studio, and I had been on my sweetheart for like a couple of weeks because I knew I had this goal, but I didn't tell him about it. I just knew I had it. Well, he probably knows now. But anyway, I was up in my studio, and when he sent me my finished product, I said, ooh, I'm so excited. I had to do it now, meaning I had to post my information to the website immediately so when the ladies woke up the next morning or even if they were on the computer, they would know that I finished my goal. And not just by the time. I was on time and ahead of time. Oh, my gosh. I cannot tell you how just everything in me. Just wonderful experience. Wonderful experience. Wonderful experience. So finish your stuff. Finish it. Finish it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. You're listening to Coach Anna McCoy and my sidekick, Shauna Stallworth, on Woman Act Now Radio. We're doing a year in review, just talking about really the goodness of what's occurred in the organization, how exciting this is. And when I think about some of the members and just some of their good success,
yes.
you know, and what's occurred in their lives, I am so excited for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had some members who have done extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
Just they just like shot out of the box, and of course,
mm-hmm.
one of the things I want people to understand about Woman Act Now is we will always be here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go and you get that little, you get that extra ump and you can take off,
yes,
and you get going and you get your focus and you're doing different things, just because we don't see you,
mm-hmm,
doesn't mean that we don't love you, that we're not praying,
mm-hmm,
for you, that we're not,
mm-hmm,
hoping for the very best for you, because,
yes,
we absolutely are, and we're still celebrating in their good success. When I think of just how members have grown,
yes,
let's talk about a couple of people that you might think, when you think of a member and a person that you've seen grow tremendously,
mm-hmm,
is there a couple of people that you can think about that you can give some specific examples about?
Margie Stewart is one.
Let's talk about her for a minute.
She's always at the top of the list.
Always. She's forever growing, isn't she?
She is.
So even for new members, they're going to see that Margie Stewart. They're going to hear Margie. Hi, this is Margie.
That's right.
They're going to hear her on the phone. They'll hear her on those 15 Minutes of Destiny calls. And even this morning, she is so,
mm-hmm,
precious. Now, because the beautiful thing about Margie is we have a starting point with Margie.
Mm-hmm.
Margie attended
That's
the
right.
very, very first,
yes, she did,
Woman Act Now meeting,
mm-hmm,
in November of 2007.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh my God, she was so precious. She was,
mm-hmm,
so cute and,
mm-hmm,
just, she was so sweet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I think about her, and you remember we were doing the exercise, I believe it was the woman think,
mm-hmm,
trying to get them to kick outside, yeah, of the hole and to think about, again, we're using these terms.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've become a language to us,
mm-hmm,
that we can identify, but I remember we were doing like that kick out of the hole, the woman think,
mm-hmm,
to get people to think of six things,
right,
six steps, right,
mm-hmm,
to get out of the hole, just six things, six ideas,
mm-hmm,
and I remember Margie and her daughter were there together,
yes,
Demetrius, right,
that's right,
Demetrius, the two of them were there,
mm-hmm,
and they're looking on each other's
it's
paper.
True.
Like, what are you looking at each other's paper for? One of them had two answers, and the other had
one.
He had one, and it was a half of an answer, okay? And they were on blast.
Oh.
Do you hear me? They were so hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think about where Margie has come from,
mm-hmm,
and her ability to really be able to not only communicate,
because, mm-hmm,
she just did not seem like that person.
No, she didn't.
She has presented for Woman Act Now,
mm-hmm,
on finances.
Mm-hmm.
She's been interviewed on finances. She has taken her position.
Yes.
When we think about her being, she wants to be the world's financial coach,
mm-hmm,
in bringing knowledge in generational wealth to,
mm-hmm,
people. I remember she was at the Woman Act Now intensive,
mm-hmm,
and just thinking about the ideas as those women were going around that table and they were writing all those ideas on our flapdoodle. Oh, there's another word on flapdoodling, where,
mm-hmm,
you know, just letting your creative genius flow,
mm-hmm,
and how I remember when she rolled up her paper,
mm-hmm,
what that paper meant to her.
Yes.
The ideas, the creative genius of individuals, and how,
mm-hmm,
she held it, and she felt so it was so important to her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fast forwarding to today,
mm-hmm,
and there are many incidences with Margie throughout these couple of years,
yeah,
and she's always here. She lives two to two and a half hours from,
mm-hmm,
Dallas, but she drives here every month, every opportunity,
yes,
that
she
can.
Does.
But fast forwarding to today,
mm-hmm,
is when I think about her and when she gave her prayer request, and she has been so consistent with this,
mm-hmm,
since we started Woman Act Now prayer.
Mm-hmm.
She is one of those voices that has become the part of the fabric,
mm-hmm,
of the Woman Act Now prayer. But this morning she said, you know, I want to pray, first of all, I want to pray for my team.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always, those people who are in her circles of influence,
mm-hmm,
she is always praying for their good success.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, she said, I want to pray that we achieve our goals by the end of the year.
Yes.
And that our team remains focused.
Mm-hmm.
And if they could remain focused, that was her prayer. The second part of her prayer, actually, it was the celebration. I actually prayed over the celebratory prayers,
mm-hmm,
but are their testimonies this morning, because,
mm-hmm,
I just felt led to do that. But one of the things that she mentioned was, I want to celebrate my openness.
Wow.
For being open to mentoring, being open to have a teachable spirit,
mm-hmm,
And that's what we're talking about today, is her ability to be able to have that teachable spirit, to have a spirit that is so open to learning.
Yes.
So we celebrate you, Miss Margie Stewart, today, because we're so very proud of you and what you've been able to do. Anybody else? And we're not just name-calling. We're thinking of, I mean, there have been so many women who we can begin to talk. And if I went down the roster and pull up the names of the women, just pull them up on the Connect work on the thing. And that'll help ring my bell.
While I'm pulling them up, Leslie Denman is one.
Oh, yes. When we think about Leslie, Leslie, who... How she really came into contact with us here at Woman Act Now is she called me for a speaking engagement a year before we started Woman Act Now.
Okay.
She called me in. I told her, I said, now, honey, I want you to win.
Right.
She says, well, how much is your speaking fee? And I told her what the speaking fee was, and she's like, oh, you way out. She said, oh, you way out of our park.
That doesn't sound like Leslie.
Oh, well, you know what? I just appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. You know, that's Leslie for you.
That's right.
And so she said, and I said, oh, well, that's great. And I really didn't remember the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it now that she's brought it back to my remembrance a couple of years later. And then I sent out, she got on the newsletter. So when I sent out the email, then, was she at our first meeting?
No,
or
she
was
at
the first meeting
because
that one didn't work for her.
Uh-huh. Well, no, she was at the second one.
Yeah, so she ended up coming to the very second meeting. That was the meeting we hosted in our home.
Yes.
And Leslie came, and she could not believe she was actually in this house.
Right.
She says, I can't believe I'm actually talking to you.
Right.
And that I'm actually here, and I was calling you a year ago. With this whole perception, and now there's a whole nother perception about Coach Anna.
Mm-hmm.
And so Leslie has had a dream and vision about her young women, the young women. And, boy, we are so excited and proud of her because a couple months ago or last month we attended an event with Ebony Magazine and Pine Sol, who awarded her an Unsung Hero Award because of her commitment to the community.
That's
so we're excited, and you know what? She was displaced from her job that she had, and that was all probably over a year ago.
Yeah.
And she has been working on her dream since that time. And so I think that when we think about these women and think about what they are able to do, it has just been awesome. So we needed an extra person, another person to help us with some of the things here at Woman Act Now. And because of Leslie's commitment and her passion for not just Woman Act Now, but for her dream, which, in my opinion, also mirrors Woman Act Now, then we the first person we thought of is Leslie Denman. And we knew that she was available and did not have a job, so as a result, she was that person, and she has been a tremendous benefit to our team and to the members of Woman Act Now, and many of you have been coached by Leslie because she is a certified coach, and she's been holding you accountable and probably in your Kool-Aid, so we're excited to have her as a part of our team, and we're excited about the growth and her ministry, the growth in her business, her organization, and we're going to be right there alongside of her, really celebrating her success. I think she keeps saying, come on, Coach, now you're moving too slow.
That's right.
Come on, Coach.
Wow,
you need to get these young girls in.
That's right.
She calls again, get the girls act now.
That's
we need to
right.
get on
that's
with
right.
this. You know, these ladies are good, but come on now, Coach. We need
exactly.
to get on with this.
Yes.
And so Leslie will be instrumental in 2010 in helping us to get this message to our young women as well as our young girls to be young women who will act in their now. All right, scroll down that page because when I think about another member, one of the ones that really rings strongly in my mind is Ms. Harla Harris.
Hawkins.
Ms. Harla Hawkins. That Harla is something special.
She surely is.
Let me tell you, ladies, you need to know Miss Harla Hawkins. She is one special lady. And what I am most excited about with Harla is what's going on in her life as it relates to her ability to achieve her dreams and visions. And she started off with us. She's here locally. She's about an hour and a half away, I guess. And she started coming to the meetings here that we host in my home here in the Dallas metro area. And one of the things that really, I want to go back to IMA because I want to talk about her. But one of the things that really impressed me about Harla is how open she was to change.
Yes.
How open she was to recognize what was really impressive. You could see, it was almost like when I watched her and as she would hear information, you would see the threads.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning to sew and mend her heart for different things, you know. And these are practical things, you know. It was her thinking, how you could see just how her thinking started to expand. And one of the most powerful things that Harla shared with us was the pie, the No More Pie.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, if you recall that meeting where we drew this pie on the board, and Harla was the one that was doing the pie. And she was so excited about all the things she was doing and who was getting a piece of her pie. And just, you know, she was going through it and this and this and this and this and so and so and so and so. And I said, now, are you finished?
That's
oh, yes, I'm finished.
She surely
I'm finished.
Was.
That's my whole pie, she
That's
said.
Right.
And what I'm referring to, for those of you who might be joining us, I'm referring to Woman Act Now. We're doing a Woman Act Now in review on this show, and just celebrating our ability to execute on the dreams and visions that that we have for the organization and personally, and now are talking about some of the women that kind of stand out as it relates to some of the things that they've done. And how, when we look at this year in review, and we're talking about Harla Hawkins, you listen to Coach Anna McCoy and Shauna Stallworth on Woman Act Now Radio. But when I think about Harla, I'm thinking about that time when we were drawing that pie. And as we drew that pie, she was just looking, and that No More Pie syndrome, which is in the book, and it was early on in the first part of the year, and how she just discovered something. And I said, now, Harla, are you sure you're finished? She says, oh, yes, I am finished. I'm finished. Yes, that's all. I don't have no more pie. No more pie, people. And what Harla recognized, and I asked this simple question. Well, where are you on the pie, Harla? And boy, that was like, wow. She says, I'm not on there. I said, so what does your life look like? What's going on in your life? Do you have enough time in your life to birth your dreams, to do what's important to you? And what was really special about Harla is that Harla had a gift that was dormant in her life for a number of years, a talent that she was just phenomenal at. But it was dormant. It just was sitting there in the garage.
Yes, sir.
And what was interesting about her, and when we came to that place of, well, what about you, Harla? She says, I don't see myself on there. I see my children, my grandchildren, my work, all the things that I have to do, but I don't have any time to do anything else. Well, over a course of months, we began to see Harla change.
Really did.
And what was interesting about her, it was her very first time. Do you remember the very first time Harla came? She called. She was so excited about coming to this meeting. She called. She was 2 hours early.
She sure was.
And she called us, and we said, well, why don't you just come on over? And you can just come and you sit and you can, or you can help us or whatever the case may be. But she was so excited that she didn't want to get caught in traffic that she left hours early
for the
meeting and got here in about an hour and a half and realized she was here. And we invited her in. And from that moment, I think she might have missed two times. You remember that time she missed when she didn't do that
she
pencil
was supposed
skirt?
To do skirt.
It took 2 months to come back because we was holding her accountable.
Oh, Harla, bless her heart.
And so let me tell you, that talent and gift that Harla discovered while with us is the gift that was already inside of her, that gift of sewing. You know, she's a seamstress. She's a designer. It's all inside of her. And because of words that were spoken to her in a previous relationship, she allowed that dream to die. But guess what? It resurrected when she got to Woman Act Now. Her dream lives today. And if you go to Harla, you can look up Harla Hawkins or look up Anna McCoy, and then look up under my Facebook, look up Harla Hawkins, and then be a friend of Harla's, and you'll see what we're talking about because you'll see her design. She did all these prom dresses, and she did all kind of stuff. But you got to understand one thing is that Harla, in her garage, that's where her gift was. That's where her treasure was. And guess what? She wouldn't even go in that room. She wouldn't even clear the space to be able to let her dream live. And over the course of those months, she started coming out, just blossoming and, you know, creating goals and objectives that she could achieve. And so when I think of a woman who, when I reflect and who really impacted me, I think Harla would be one of those women. And
that's
all.
Good.
Just stay with me, Shauna, because you're getting deep, baby. Good. I think you're going to catch the Holy Ghost. You're going to catch the Holy Ghost,
you
y'all.
Baby, look, I was already thinking about waiting and everything. You started talking about it, and then we were speaking the words to her. You know what I thought about?
What's that?
In the Bible where it talks about he began to speak to the bones, and this bone connected to that bone.
Girl.
This bone connected to
the army. Oh, don't make me excited. I'm too wrong. I'm going to preach this. What is it? Dead bones dead bones live or something. Rise up.
Can these bones live?
Ooh, girl, what's your bones? What's your bones inside of you? Can these bones live?
Yes.
And that's what we ask. Can these dreams live?
Right.
I mean, can't you? You remember that was a movie, and I'm not sure which one it was, because now you got me all going. You got me going, because that was a movie where it was like 300 or something, like one of them big Warren movies, and like an epic movie, and they had all these dead bones.
Yes.
In the desert, remember?
Yes.
And then they start growing flesh and ligaments and everything on there. And then they rose up and they were an army. And so what happens to your dream and your vision when something comes along, life to that dream and that vision all of a sudden, just a little bit at a time, not all at one time. See, and sometimes you think you're dead, but you're really not. So, because when we start speaking those words and you start doing them woman thinks, and all of a sudden you got some ligaments and some nerves and muscles and tendons and everything start growing up on them bones, girl. And guess what? Before you look around, you got a picture on Facebook with a girl in a prom dress.
That's right.
Top, give a high five. Bam! That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Woo, Lord help me. Jesus, help me. But we're just really excited about your good success. Mm-hmm. So who else can you think about?
Well, we are at Ame Culber.
Yes. Because we're excited. When I think of Ame, I think of a young woman with dreams and visions with such a, she's courageous when I think about her.
Yes, she is.
When I think about her tenacity and her, she's courageous. She's got a lot of courage because she's a young woman, her and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And we met IMA through the Wisdom Center with Mike Murdoch, with my brother Pierre, and IMA wanted to just connect.
Yes.
But she's been mentoring young women and really going about doing what she's doing. And one of the things that really impressed me about her this year is her ability to really birth her dream.
Mm-hmm.
And she did something that's unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And it really isn't. It's becoming much more common.
Yes.
But I think IMA is under 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She started a ministry, and she is the senior pastor.
Yes, she is.
I said, now, girl, you better go, because she just shamed me, just made me shame.
You know what I'm saying? Yes.
Just shame, shame, old coach. I tell you the truth. I said, girl, you better go. You better do your thing.
Yes, she
and
is.
So when you think about these women and their ability to see deeply what their purpose is, what God has given them, and then to see them, they talk about it. Because, you know, we started talking, now, don't say it. You remember in those meetings, those women said, don't say it. You better not say that, because you say that,
you know she's going to be
coming after you. And all of a sudden, we started to see, because you remember IMA sitting on that couch, just looking and responding and end up in a hot seat here and there, start asking about that dream and that vision. How are you going to fund that? You remember when she wanted to move into that building?
Yes.
And I'm like, well, what size is the building? How much is the building going to cost? How are you going to fund the building? What if you do get in the building? How are you going to keep the building?
Mm-hmm.
So you began to look at opportunities where when we talk and listening to her on Conversations with Coach, IMA was the first person, the first member to ever be on Conversations with Coach, to ever come to the table. Mm-hmm. I know that everybody's thinking, Coach don't remember nothing. I remember a whole lot of stuff.
That's right.
I remember some details, okay, fool around and write about you. That's how come I remember.
That's right.
And so when we think about IMA, she was the first young woman who came to the table, mm-hmm. took the risk to say, hey, this is what's going on. I remember. Do you remember that conversation we had with her? Because it was by accident. See?
Yes.
Oh, now you're trying to act like you remember, like you was leading this, huh?
Well,
okay,
No.
Now I remember. All right, so let's talk about IMA, because when I think about her in that conversation that we had with her, you remember she was a coach, she was a consultant,
mm-hmm.
she was helping ministries,
right?
And she wasn't making any money,
right?
And how were we able to coach her through that process? Do you remember that?
I can't say that I do.
What is she here for? What is she here with you for, y'all?
What I don't remember is what she actually took away from the call.
Yes.
I do remember going through the process,
mm-hmm.
and I do remember her saying that she was going, I believe, that she was going to go back to one of the people that she had been doing
yes.
business with.
Okay, I knew you remember.
And she mm-hmm. was going to try to renegotiate some things.
Ask for the order. Ask for the money, baby.
Well,
Show me the money.
I tried to put it a little
yeah.
nice to read.
Well, anyhow, she would show her, girl, you go back and you
yes.
ask for the money.
That's right.
Go get mm-hmm. Show me the what? Money.
That's right. And it worked out for her.
It sure did.
She got what she asked for.
So, and sometimes all we need, ladies, is just a little bit of a push. And that's what we've been doing. We've been pushing some women in 2009, and we can't wait, because I believe 2010 is going to be so much greater in the respect that we're going to see a lot of harvest
mm-hmm.
from the efforts that
I
we've been putting
it.
Forth. Can you think of anybody else that might come to mind?
Let me see. Oh, you know what? I got one lady. It's LaShawna Marius.
Yes.
She's
yes.
been moving quite rapidly through a lot of things that has, even in spite of things that have been going on in her life, she's been accomplishing
mm-hmm.
some great things. And one of the things that she's accomplished is that she called the other day. I didn't get to
uh-huh.
share this with you.
Oh,
I'm going to share it with you now.
Trying to hold it now.
She called the other day, and do you remember, she called us and talked to us about a television series that she was doing here in the Dallas Metroplex.
Okay.
And she taped the whole television series,
mm-hmm.
and when she finished it, she just went on her way.
Yes.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, they actually had a commercial for that same television series on TVN.
Oh, wow.
So now, and the clip that she did actually aired on TVN.
Oh, wow.
So she had some FaceTime. A
wow.
couple of weeks ago on TVN, and she was so excited about it.
Does that mean she's an actress?
That means she's an actress. Because she wasn't expecting anything to come out of it other
yes.
than the fact that, she was taken care of, and she got a little bit of television time.
Well, you know, it's funny when you say LaShawna Marius. When I think of her, I recall a conversation I had with her early on in the year about, you know, what she was supposed to do. And, in fact, last year, I guess she was laid off, right?
Yes.
In July or June or July of
last
year. She was laid off. I had a conversation with her prior to her being laid off.
Right.
Then, as the months passed, she takes care. She's a caregiver. And so she was just getting unfocused. And
mm-hmm.
then she had a phone call. She called me out of the blue one day, and we were talking, and I asked her about what was really her passion. What did she believe she needed to do?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Unlimited Consulting
mm-hmm.
Was a real push for her, was a real thought. And after that conversation, not long after that,
mm-hmm.
just maybe a couple of months later, she has a interaction with, because we were talking about this whole social networking
yeah.
and connecting, and we connected a lot of women with the White House Project
yeah.
and different things like that. And she connected with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And they told them about what she was doing with her Unlimited Consulting, which
mm-hmm.
is a training company, and got to talking back and forth and got an invitation to Omaha or Nebraska somewhere
mm-hmm.
and was able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. and has steadily been moving forward and was invited back before she left.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you talk good. About people having the confidence or women having the confidence to really be able to pursue their dreams and visions, this has been an incredible year.
Yes,
but before we go, we only have a few more minutes that are remaining here. I want to make sure that we talk about Sonia Denise Reed. I believe.
Yes, I'm glad. I was hoping we were going to get to her.
Something else she was holding out on me too, y'all. So when we think about her, she's a young lady that I received a call. She's from Louisiana.
Yes.
And received a call, I guess, 18 months ago, probably.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She was out of work,
mm-hmm.
No car, no place to live, but still had a dream, still had a vision in her heart about her passion, about what she believed she was born to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she had some setbacks in her life, and we talked for a little while, and then we communicated via the Internet. Then you and I sent videos and various different things to her, just encouraging her along the way. About 18 months later today, of course, there was a whole lot happening in between, because then a car came, then a place, first
that's
a place
right.
to live came, then a car came, but based on her being able to do some specific things.
Mm-hmm.
Then she got into school. Then she wants to be a filmmaker. So
mm-hmm.
all these different things are occurring along these 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got an email from Miss Sonia Denise Reed, who is now graduating
That's right.
with her associate degree from a college there in Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
and also has submitted her first short feature
mm-hmm.
to a film festival.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you think about, and then she ended up writing for the newspaper,
yes.
doing some reporting, but a lot of things in her ability to be able to be a woman who acts in her now,
mm-hmm.
who could respond, who practiced and demonstrated integrity and leadership
That's right.
in her community and in her environment, the favor of God
mm-hmm.
that really showered on her life. And we are excited
That's
about
right.
Ms. Sonia. So I want you ladies who are listening to me and have an opportunity to listen to the program today, or you may listen to an archive, take a moment in our member area and find Sonia Denise and congratulate
mm-hmm.
her. Because she is graduating when?
Next month.
This month.
It's January.
Oh,
January
it's in January. 16th. Oh, you sure it's January,
mm-hmm.
not December?
It's January.
You sure? I looked on their website, and it didn't say no January. It said December.
It's January.
December the 16th is the date. What's the date?
Okay.
Okay, you better recheck it.
I think I'm...
She might be right, and I may be wrong. But maybe there's two graduation dates.
Sure.
I don't think it's in January. People don't graduate in January. They graduate in December.
Okay.
Well, you just better recheck because we want to make sure
we're
congratulating her at the appropriate time. And so when you have a moment, it doesn't matter because it's final because she's going to graduate. And it ain't
yes.
like, you know, me when I graduated. Don't ask to look for no diploma. You know what I'm saying? I showed up at the graduation with my cap and gown on. All my people was there and everything. Mama, daddy, cousins, everybody. You hear what I'm saying? I should have made sure I took that test before I went walking across that stage.
Hilarious.
And that was in 1993. Okay? I'm still trying to get that receipt. Y'all know what I'm talking about, how you showed up for the graduation and everything, and you had that one credit left. You thought you was going to get done. You was going to finish. That's
wow.
going to be one of my goals. I'm putting it out into the atmosphere right now, ladies. For 2010, how many of y'all coming to my graduation again?
Hey, you can do it. You can do it. I believe in you.
You hear me? Look, our daughter, she's already graduated from college. 20 years later, she wasn't even born. You know what I'm saying? No, she was about 6 or 7 years old when her dad, you know, she was born. But, I mean, she didn't went to school, went to college, and then graduated. And I still didn't get my receipt. And what was so impressive, I saw her receipt. I told her, girl, you need to pick that receipt up off that floor and put it on the wall.
You just need one credit.
I don't even need a credit. All I need to do is take the graduate writing exam.
Oh, that is hilarious.
You would figure, go figure, lady. If I could write 300 pages, surely I could write a one-page essay
yes.
on some topic or another and get a few points, and maybe they'll release that diploma.
Well,
or
now.
Whatever it's called, degree, you know, in
That's
business
right.
administration. But, you know, I just moved on. But like I'm saying, in 2010, I want you ladies to hold Coach Anna accountable to finish it and to get
right.
that to get that little receipt. So I'm just being honest with you. You know what I'm saying? I want to invite. Is that 918? I think it is. You got your hand up. So I want to welcome you to the call. Are you there? Hello. All right, that might be a technical glitch, but it might let you in just a second. All right, we're going to try it again. All right, this is Coach Anna. Is that 918? Where are you calling
from? Yes.
I'm
calling from Tulsa.
Yes. How are you doing today?
Can you hear me? I'm doing pretty good.
And what's your name?
My name's Melissa Kennedy.
Hi, Melissa. How are you doing? You know,
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, Melissa, I see you got your hand up. You have a question or a comment that you want to share with us? We only have about a minute remaining.
Actually, I was listening, and I was just, you know, I heard you say something about coming to a graduation, so I was like, okay, well, let me go and see if and show some support.
Oh, that is hilarious, girl. Oh, you got your hand. I got you. Well, thank you so much, Melissa. How'd you hear about us? On Facebook?
On Facebook, yes, ma'am.
All right, my lady. So you need to come on over there because I don't recognize your name.
I'm a PR.
Are you a member of Woman Act now?
No, I'm not.
That's why I don't recognize you. See what I'm saying? Because, see, if you was a member, I'd have been on it, girl. But I'm going to know you now. So what city are you from, Melissa?
I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, because I'm going to be looking for you now on Facebook now that I didn't talk to you and everything.
Melissa Kennedy.
Yes. All right.
I saw the number on Anna, whomever Anna is.
I'm Anna.
Okay.
Oh, that is so funny, Melissa. Look.
So we're connected.
I'm Anna.
We're connected.
Oh, that is
I own Kids in Transit. And maybe that's better. Kids in Transit is my company.
Okay. Well, you know what's so funny. Now I know who you are now, girl.
Yes.
I'm looking you up right now. Well, all right, Miss Melissa. I want you to know that you're loved and appreciated, and I'll be looking out for you. Tulsa, Oklahoma, right there.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
All right, girl. Well, we will talk to you real soon. Girl, I got your phone number and everything. Kids and
travel. All right, well, call me. Tell me about Woman Act now.
Okay. All right, girl. You're so funny. Well, you have a great day. I want you to know you're loved, and we'll talk to you real soon. God bless.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. For those who are listening, we want to tell you you're loved and appreciated, and we're signing off. And we'll talk to you all next week. So God bless. Visit us at womanactnow.com. Oh, I forgot about y'all. Visit us at womanactnow.com and share your story about what you're going to celebrate. What are you celebrating as it relates to the close of this year, all the great things that you've done, and what will we celebrate with you in 2010? So, again, it's womanactnow.com. We love you. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.